Shemo Levnei Israel. Therefore, tell Klal Yisrael Ani Hashem, I'm the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Ve'tzeis Yeshchem Melach HaSivlis Mitzrayim. I will take away from the hard work from Mitzrayim, Yitzalti Yeshchem Avedoso. I managed to rescue you from your work, Ve'goalti Yeshchem, I managed to redeem you, Yisrael Netuyo, Lokachte Yeshchem Lila'om, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam will take us as a nation, Vayisi Lachem Le'ilakim. The Rebbeinu will become, the Rebbeinu will be Elokei Yisrael, will be Miyachet his name over Klal Yisrael, and the Pasuk finishes, V'yidatem, all of this, the Tzeisi, taking out from the hard work, stopping to work completely, being redeemed, take Mamid HaSinai with the Kachtas. The Tachas of all of that is, V'yedatem, and you should know, Ki Ani Hashem Aleikeichem, Amritzi Eschem Mitachas Sibris Mitzvah. The Tachas of all this, the entire exercise, is that you should have Yediyah, that I'm the Rebbeinu Shleilam, which I did the whole thing. Which it looks like Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael and told them that before we start any mission, you can manage without
switch it off.
Before we know, before the Rebbeinu Shleilam starts doing any of the nisim and the makis which existed, which happened to Klal Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu gave a hakdama. The hakdama was, I'm telling you the plan, what's going to happen. It's going to be v'yitzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. This is the plan, what's going to do. And what we're going to arrive at, the tachlis is, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. And we know there's Chochma, there's Bino, and there's Das. Chochma is knowledge. Bino is mevin dovo mitoich dovo, is to understand, deeper understanding. And Das is the outcome of both together. Chochma and Bino together, person has the knowledge, has depth of understanding, then gets the we would call it clarity of knowledge. That's why Ruach HaKodesh is also considered Das. In the Novi a few times says, oh, all of Das Hashem, the Yisoidis of Yedea Das Elyon, by Bilam we see, the Yisoid of, because the Das is the clarity, the clear understanding of something which has been after you've been using Chochma or Bina, you have used the knowledge which you've been served to you and you've invested in depth of understanding, then you arrive at the clarity to a clear picture. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you should know that Yetzias Mitzrayim, all four stages, the tachlis of that is that we should arrive at the end product of a clarity of understanding who is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Which it seems, that is the Hakdama, this is the tachlis, which we have to know. Now this is in the Ramban in Parashas Boy. Everybody knows the famous Ramban. The Ramban says that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is not interested to prove to every fool that he's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So what he did is, he did it once. He revealed himself once. He showed his koiches once. And from then on, anybody who has any tzveikas, then please refer to what happened. Therefore, Ramban explains, that's why we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim on every mitzvah, Zichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mention Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceiti Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim twice a day, mitzvah Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is something very essential, because the Rebbeinu Shleilam, when he started, Aser HaSadibus, Anoich Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceiticho Me'aretz Mitzrayim, because to have the understanding and the grasp as much as a person's mind can grasp, the Metzius of the Rebbeinu Shleilam was with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, if we are learning the parshas, the minimum what we have to have, that we should walk out with a little bit more of a clarity and depth of understanding of who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. And Avada, there's no end to it. I think Rav Sadia Gaon used to fast every day on the what was his chet? His chet was that today he was massing the Ribbono Shel Olam in a greater way than he was yesterday, and missing the asoga of the of massing understand the image of them will take a fast. You say this, there's no end to the clarity of understanding of Siddur HaRoilom, and therefore these are the parashas which tackle. We have to invest in simple investment in thinking and understanding what the Ribbono Shel Olam do in Mitzrayim, today that we should have the full understanding that who the Ribbono Shel Olam is as much as a man's mind can grasp. And therefore I think quite essential, even though normally I try to speak a Dvar Aloch with a Dvar Musa, I think I'm going to keep to one. Abisle Mevaro Zayn, the limud, the simple limud, the Pshutin Shel Dvorim, which we have to learn from the Eser Makis. Yoduat Pekant, in the Makis you see there's a certain pattern. The first place where the pattern is recognizable is in the Simon. Rabbi Yehuda is nice to have Simonim, Tzach Hadash Bachav, it seems it's three groups. And ever since, if you look in the pattern, the first marker, Dam, was Leich Al-Kas. Leich Al-Pare, Baboyki, Neiritza, Amayim, Om, Yitzavta, Lekos, Al-Svasa, Yoyal. Asro, the warning of the first marker, was given by the river Nile. The second marker was Boil Paroi. Reim Hashem al Moshe Vel Aaron. Where is it? Excuse me. Well, here. Hashkim Avoyka Misyatsev. No. Yeah. Where am I? Boil Paroi Vel Martel of Kama Hashem. The second marker, the Ben Shalom said, you have to come to Paroi into his palace. The third Makkah, you see, there was no Asra. And the fourth, and the fourth again goes back to pattern number one. Leich Litkas Boifle Bare Enir Yotza Maimo, go to the River Nile. The fifth Makkah is Boil Paroi. The sixth Makkah is without Asra. The seventh Makkah starts again the same pattern, which go to the River Nile. Then we have Pashas Boi, Arbeis, go, he come to Paroi into his palace. Choshech is without Asra. And the Makkah's Bechoros is a Makkah for itself, which that was the Makkah which brought out Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So the Malbim brings the attention, and he says that each group had its own tachlis in teaching you the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And ever since it's a posuk, the first posuk, he brings it. It says, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. On the first Makkos, Koyom Hashem bezois teda ki ani Hashem. The dam, the Ribbono Shel Olam was kivya, that you should know an angry Ribbono Shel Olam. Which that, the first thing which the Ribbono Shel Olam want to be kivya, that in ani Hashem is hoy hoy v'viyeh, this mehavah kol ha'avayis, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the creator of any existence which exists in this world. Paroi, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to him in the first time, Paroi said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Mekoyla, Lo Yidati Es Hashem V'Gamis Yisrael Asherea. Paroi was not under the belief that the entire creation comes from one source. He believed, Pasuk says, Paroi says, Li Yoiri V'Ani Asisini. What does that mean? That the River Nile is mine, and I made myself. He gave himself a certain amount of godness to itself, because they believed that there is Koiches. Avada, they knew of Koiches Elyonim. They knew that anything which happened in this world works. B'Koach, Koiches Elyonim. They believe that these kirches of Yonim are, we would call it, parties. There's parties, there's the kirch of Shemesh, there's the kirch of the Levona, there's the kirch of Kichovim, the kirch of Eish, kirch of Mayim, and each one, Be'etzem, has its own bailus, and each one is a source of its own creation. And therefore, when the Bereshit Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, Asudaz Azach Fen Hashem, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Mahava Kol Havayis, that the entire creation is not made from separate kirchas, no, there is one source where everything is created from. So Paro's answer is, Lo Yodat Is Hashem. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. The creation is not that way. As much as I know the separate kirchas, and therefore that's why Paro believed that he has no shibud, he does not have any, he doesn't have, is nishma shibud in English, because Li Oiri, I'm coming from a certain kirch, which he believed he's the representative of a certain kirch, of which a kirch is Yoinim, and where he is, that kirch is Yoinim, is kirch Mashallah, is in Mitzrayim, and therefore, therefore, he's Balabos, Nisht Rebbein Shlem. Somebody comes and says, there is such a thing of a creation that everything was created by the Rebbein Shlem, was Loyalty. I don't know who that is. Doesn't exist. Comes the Rebbein Shlem with the first three makas, and he says, Zois Teda Ki Ani Hashem. I want to show you that the creation is the entire mind. And how did he do it? Amalim explains. The Nile, as Lefi the Das of the Mitzrayim, was one of the Shliach of the Kirchas Elyonim. This is where they believed that the Gnai was basically an outcome of their party, which was keeping in touch Mitzrayim. So he took the River Nile and turned the River Nile into blood. And it's not just Tam turned into blood, it looked like blood. It was Be'emes blood. That's why the Pasuk tells you, Adog Hashem Ayel Thomas. It's not going to be just water with red color. It will look like a nice red drink. It's not. It's going to be proper blood. We're showing that the kach, which Mitzrayim believed, was the kach, which was motion of Mitzrayim, can be completely destroyed and turned into something else. You're showing that there is a creator, which he has created all these kachas elyonim, which always existed. And this is the mark of Dan, and this is the mark of Tzvadeya, and this is the mark of Kinim, which they showed one was in. One was the mark on Mayim, one was mark on the Baal Chaim, one was mark on the Oretz, showing that all three creations all completely exist, their existence comes from the Rebbein Shlom. And this was the first limud which Mitzrayim, or not only Mitzrayim, but Klal Yisrael also had to learn. And we have to know in the times of Ivda Avodah Zorah, there was a belief that not everything comes from one source. And this is the first thing Marcus gave the belief, who taught us, no, because everything is created from one source. Now, by believing that the Istaka, everything is created by a creator, it doesn't mean that the Rebbein Shleilam, after he created it, still interferes in the system. Because you show Taka that he has a Memshallah, that if he wants to interfere, he can, but that he does, that he is busy with the system itself, that he had not yet shown. And therefore, as we say in Hallel, we say, Romal kol goyim Hashem, al Hashemayim kiroidoi. Avada, the goyim also know that there is a creator. Now they believe that the creator is so high and so tohum and so far-fetched from the world, that he created the world and he put the world into his freezer and let the world run by itself, and therefore all those koiches which they believed in are mashpia, which they're not wrong. Rather, there is a way the Rebbein Shlom created the system, how his shefa goes down to this world, and therefore there is in the world there is koiches elyonim which they believed are gods by themselves. That's the mistake. They're not gods by themselves. They are all creations which the Rebbein Shlom mashpia through them. As we see by Yansuf, we see, we state that the Tsar of Mitzrayim came down to fight Klal Yisrael together with Paro. והנה מצרים נשיאה אחריהם, שתי תמדרש, סוג של מצרים. I mean, there was, is a כרך עליון, is Taka such a כרך? They were not stupid, they got not wrong, but they didn't realize that the סוג של מצרים, who created him, not only who created him, who is constantly creating him. We say every day, דעתו מחיה אסכולום. Any existence which exists in this world, the entire existence is only al pi dvar Hashem. It's if something the Rebbeinu Shel Olam kilu would take away his shefa from where he's mashpir to this world, the world would not exist, would become a non-existence. And for count, and as long as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mashpir, that's what the whole world stands. We come to Meisa that a yid came to Chaim Volozhinov, and Chaim Volozhinov explained to this yisoid. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Atam Echayis Kulam means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam basically is your existence, your fingers, your flesh, everything is a piece of Hashefa which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mashpia constantly, every second. And if it's not Mashpia, it's going to turn to nothing. And as long as it's Mashpia, it stays what it is. So the guy told him, if I take a glass cup and I throw it on the floor, will it have to break? So he said, it's taller. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam decides to take away the Shefa. If he takes away the shefa, it will break. And if he won't take the shefa, it won't. It won't break. Now, it's true, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has set up a system that the nature normally is mechayev. That means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not, it's in a certain system, this is a system how the world works. But there is gravity, and in gravity, if something hits, it normally breaks. So the guy took the cup and threw it on the floor. Like it didn't break. And the Yisrael is given as Nishmal. Nature has changed, no, because the emunah of Chaim Volozhinov, believing in the shefa which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was giving, that itself kept the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being mashpia on it. And that was the second set of makas. The second set of makas is, it says, Hashkim b'avoyko, yisyatzev lifnei paro. And he told him, "Hini yoytza maimu, v'amal to ilav kor ma'ashem, shalacham v'yivdini." He says, why? Leman teida, again, leman teida, das, as we spoke about, ki ani Hashem, v'kerev olitz. Not that Romal kol goyim Hashem al Hashemayim kivoyda, not that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is somewhere far-fetched and set the system and put it in the freezer. Now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Ani Hashem b'kerev olitz. Where's the raya? V'sam tiftus ben ani uvein amech. And we see a makkah comes, and the makkah only hits Mitzrayim, but does not hit Klal Yisrael. That shows that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, besides that he can interfere, that anything which he's created is all his creation. Now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is b'kerev olitz, is here, in the world, is completely involved in anything which is happening in this world. He knows exactly what is happening. And this is the emes which is mechayev. As soon as we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is entirely involved in here, so this is the mekayev for schar v'onish. Because if, as long as it's schar, the emes is sadov v'poshet, and tinstak matifol, if a person does something good, it's not adding anything to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and if it does chas v'shalom achet, it's not mekalkel anything. Impossible for a person, it's al shefa Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam set up a system. The system is that the chet is mekalkel and the mitzvah is boina. We don't see it, but it's a metzias which happened. All of that comes from because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is bekerev haaretz. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is here and he knows exactly what's happening. Anything which we're doing, anything which is written down, is registered. And we know the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows it exactly, and this was the second limud which Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim had to learn. That besides that, the entire creation is the tetzor of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's another thing that the etzem the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mashgiach al kol prat uprat bebriya. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows exactly what's happening in anything, into the smallest detail. He knows what's happening, and this is the Sam Tiftus, where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was, it showed that there was a difference between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim.
The three makas it happened. Then the first two plagues showed up as well.
But it was not proclaimed. When the Baruch Shalom gives his shiur, yes, when you give a lesson, he points out what the shiur should be. The Baruch Shalom points out without him kinei Hashem, so he didn't speak about the Klal Yisrael. Create the Klal Yisrael not from kinei. But the Torah did not. Kinei is the opposite of tzadav. They did suffer. They didn't suffer. But the said is the Baruch Shalom did not proclaim it. This was not the limud which we have to take with it. It's true. You're right. There wasn't. But in the second Makkos, the Baruch Shalom proclaimed it. He said it Zai by Devo, Zai by Olav, it says for some Tiftus, by Devo, Vinelemes Misol Adechot, the Baruch Shalom made the Behifla Hashem Bemikne Yisol Bemikne Mitzrayim, the Baruch proclaimed the gate. And then by Shechin, even though there was no proclamation, but the Shechin Bechafsa was a Makkah to a person. And the Shechin in Be'etzim, everybody knows that such a type of makkah is a makkah, it's a catchy thing, it's a very catchy thing. And only Mitzrayim, it's called Shechit Mitzrayim. And the Balbim Nemzon, as the Shechit in Mitzrayim stayed on, never went away, didn't go away. After 7 days, because stayed in Pasuk, and Yakh Hashem is Shechit Mitzrayim, Ashalay Tzuchal Eirofer. There's no refuah. As in Anton the Balbim, Balbim Nemzon is the Shevenki refuah. But the Yisoid is, the Hifla Hashem, the side of the middle Makkah was to show that the Baruch Shalom is involved in anything which is happening in this world. And this is Vidata Ani, Ki Ani Hashem, the Manteda, Ki Ani Hashem, the care of the Oretz. So the Baruch Shalom knows exactly to anything which is happening, what we're thinking, what we're doing, what we're intending, which, as we're talking by Atah Zoche Masa Olam on Rosh Hashanah. We say the version knows Masa Odo, Besach Buloisov. Buloisov means he's in plans what he wants to do. Yitzrei Mal Leshish, Machshavas Odo. Everything the version knows exactly to the biggest detail, to the smallest detail of every action of what we're doing. What is our thought? What is our intention? What do we really want? A lot of times people could do things and their intention is not the way it looks like. The Tav Lomotiv, for good and for bad, and the Baruch knows those that all. This is Ki Ani Hashem, the care of the Oretz, the Limud, the Baruch Shalom is here. Who is the Baruch Shalom? Do. Do is him. It's a big kasha. It's a kasha, the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Nabai all were little kids. So one of them asked him, where's the Ebishter? And one of them ran outside and showed upwards. Mammon showed upwards. That was the first Machlokes Abaye and Rav. It's as little kids. The cash is, what's up is, Baruch Shalom is da. So the task that is, because it's da mitzitz from Shechina. We say, Boruch kvod Hashem im koimoi, Baruch kvod Hashem ma'asar be Shechinte. Is asar be Shechinte, there is such a mitzitz of Shechina. No, the Shechina was shere in Ha-Sinai, the Shechina was shere in the Mishkan later in the Beis Hamikdash, then the Shechina Esam Asoyes, the Shechina left, which is Daraz Amitzias in the over the and that's what they were showing to upwards. We're showing towards where Beis Shechinte over the Mitzias of the Baruch Shalom Kani Hashem Bekev Oret. The entire creation is with the Baruch Shalom is completely involved in every part of us, and every bit what's happening. That is limit number two. Limit number three is, says by Pashas, by Boat. Again, Moshe tells Moshe, go, because Hashkin Baboik is Yatsun Nepal, go to the River Nile. What he says, Babu Teda, Ki Ein Kamoini B'chol Oretz. But you should know, there's nobody like me in. There's nobody like me in this world. That means he wanted to say not only that I have the full knowledge in what is happening, but any kach in nature which exists and which, as powerful as they are, there's nothing which is not completely in my hand to do. And this is where the Yisod of Eish Shamayim, that was the Yisod where Eish Shamayim came for. This is the Yisod of Choshech. In Albert Asovic woman sent us. Of a Bechol Eifen, the side is the Baruch Shalom showed that any natural koyach, the natural koyach does not have to exist. It only exists because the Rebbein Shlom. And this is Ein Kamoni B'chol Olam. This is the feeling which the Eser Makkos taught Klal Yisrael then, and the Eser Makkos should be teaching us, because the Rebbein says, and the person not, the Rebbein Shlom doesn't want to reveal himself to every fool which doesn't believe in him. So the Rebbein Shlom made it once, and the Kamoni B'chol, anybody who has fakers, you refer him, please go back to the reference when the Rebbein Shlom revealed himself. But it's even more than that. The Star Merdik is full now, and this one I'll finish off with. The fullness says in the end of the of Vaitesi, Vitalti, Ugalti, Velokarti. So then it says, Vaidaba Vesha Kain. And then it says, Vaivesi Eschem, Eloras. The fifth one is Vaivesi. And it says, finishes off, Vaidaba Vesha Kain, Ibn Israel, Vaishamuel Moshe, Mikait Surah, Mavaita Kosha. Klai Israel did not listen to it. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the first Shia, the first Torah away. The first Torah away was here in Parshas Vayera. But the Rebbein Shlom, they didn't listen. It's not, nothing new. The world hasn't changed. The Rebbein Shlom and Moshe, the Kaitz of Rach, my way to Kosher. So the school, why? Because they were too busy. They were too busy. What they're busy with? Because they had to look for the cash. And they made another Yishuvah Das to take in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Sfulna, as Behemesis, because of that, so they weren't properly prepared to take the lesson of the violence of the galas of the Rebbein Shlom properly, and therefore they were not zeichet to Vaveis. They're not taking the lesson properly. Because you didn't take your lesson properly, that's why you were not zeichet to get it, because there was lacking. Whenever we found in the Midbar, there was a certain lack of emunah. Klal Yisrael, Kiilu lost itself because of lack of emunah, because they didn't to have a lesson from the Rebbein Shlom, you weren't properly prepared, the lesson didn't hit home as far as it should have. We will learn up these parishes properly, come to full recognition that we're going to live further with an existence of the Rebbein Shlom in front of my nose every second. We'll be Zohim El Tishat Tovei.